read from Genesis chapter 49, beginning with first verse. We talked to you yesterday about Jacob and his sons, and perhaps this morning again we'll talk to you a little while about him and his sons again. There's many lessons to be learned from these Bible characters. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly, mine honor. Be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal into the vine, and his ass's colt into the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, his teeth white with milk. Zebulun, Zebulun shall dwell in the haven of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. He saw that rest was good in the land, that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulders to bear, and became a servant under tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a truth shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bow by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father hath prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren." Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. Amen. I'm sure that that is familiar scripture reading to many of you. First Chronicles, chapter 4. Again, I'm sure that these scriptures are also familiar. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. Amen. Turn back two chapters, if you will. Chapter 2, last verse of that chapter, verse 55. The families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Terethites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites, these are the Kenites that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. Amen. In our lesson this morning, we want to talk about all these verses that we have read to you. I'll try not to preach as long as I did yesterday. Amen. The city of Jabez, as far as we can tell, was named after the man Jabez. Jabez was of the descendants of Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. Jabez was of the mixed multitude that came out of Egypt with the children of Israel. There was quite a mixed multitude that came out of there, and the Kenites were part of that mixed multitude. I think it's ironic, maybe a little unusual, that they should be alluded to as the descendants of Judah. When you read chapter 4, Jabez is included with the descendants of Judah. Amen. And I want you to remember that this morning. I think that this was because they were attached to the tribe of Judah in their inheritance, and that they had become, through the years, become intermixed with them through the centuries of time. Amen. Jabez was quite a man. Not much is said about him in Scripture. Suppose that these are about the only two verses or places where he is mentioned. The outstanding thing about him was that he called upon God and he prayed. Amen. The Bible said he was more honorable than his brethren. Amen. The reason he was more honorable than his brethren was because he did pray. I want to say something here. There's a vast difference between just saying a prayer and praying. Mechanical repetition of prayer is very, very much exercised in most of our churches. Come on here. There's a vast difference in just saying a prayer mechanically than really praying. Praying out of the heart. Amen. Amen. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren because he did pray. We don't want to spend a great deal of time necessarily on what he prayed and the effects of how it affected his life this morning, but I want to talk to us for a little while, if you will, how that he became associated with the tribe of Judah. Amen. I see the same parallel in the church world today. You find every class of people in the church. Find the good, the bad, in between, mediocre, average, above average, below average. Hello. Feller told me one time, said he's just an average Christian. And then I had heard Paul Harvey's definition of the word average, and I decided that's not what I want. Paul Harvey said the definition of the word average is 1 degree above lousy. But we find that I think that when the Kenites, help me here, when the Kenites came out of Egypt with the children of Israel, and all their descendants through the years, amen, they came out of Egypt. They came out of Egypt with all of the presence of the other tribes there. All 12 of them were present in that exodus out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, going to Mount Sinai, to Kadesh Barnea. Come on here. Spies going up into the land of Canaan. And then the 40 years of wilderness journeys, finally coming to, amen, the Jordan River, crossing over and taking Jericho. The Kenites were among them. And the Kenites, when they joined, I want the Lord to help me this morning. I'm going to take my time to start with. Is that all right? When the Kenites came along with the children of Israel and they joined up with them, they had a choice to make. Who did they want to start palling with? Who did they want to become friends with? Amen. I want to tell you this morning, like produces like. And whoever that you run with will determine whatever you are going to be. Amen. You can take people that have homosexual tendencies and they go to church too. Did y'all know that? They can go to a place where they don't even know anybody. But they won't be there 30 minutes until they have identified somebody in that building that is just like they are. Hello. Because there is a kindred spirit that has identified each other. You taking somebody that has an adulterous spirit. Come on. Amen. They'll go to some place where they don't know anybody. But before they're there very long, they'll be making eyes at somebody else that has a like spirit. Amen. Now, I want to tell you something this morning. If you're going to live for God, and I say this to young people and old people and young married folks, if you're going to live for God and be a victorious life, you need to surround yourself with people, amen, that has that ultimate goal in their own life. Somebody say amen now. Hallelujah. think that when the Kenites joined up with these 12 tribes of Israel, amen, they looked over the crowd. I don't know, they just might have kept to themselves for a first little while, amen, and looked over the crowd to see, amen, who else was there. What were they like? Amen. Jacob said some things about his sons that has been characteristic of them all through the years. The characteristic followed those tribes until many of those tribes disappeared from the pages of history. Amen. Some continued on and God kept them and preserved them. Amen. But those characteristics has followed that tribe of people ever since then. Amen. 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 Jacob said concerning his first son, Reuben, "Thou art my firstborn." Amen. And Reuben, he said, was unstable as water. Had no stability about him. He was weak in willpower to restrain his lust. Amen. And he said to him, "You're going to lose your place." Amen. "Of the birthright." "Yeah, you will. You already have, Reuben. You've lost your position as the firstborn. Come on." Amen. "You have lost your relationship. You've lost your place of birthright." Similar to that of Esau, that sold his birthright for a measly morsel of, amen, lentils. Are y'all here this morning? Amen. And he said, "You're weak, Reuben. You're unstable. You're wishy-washy. Amen. You have unbridled lust. Your passions run away with you." Amen. Amen. And time to read, you'd find out that the birthright of this family finally wound up with Joseph. Amen. But during the history of the tribe of Reuben, amen, this tribe from now on had become inferior to the other tribes in position and in power. They never did attain what they could have had they been stable and kept themselves. Amen. Amen. When I consider that we're living in the 1990s. Amen. There are some things about Reuben that I see prevalent even in the present church world. Amen. Unstable as water. Wishy-washy. Amen. Amen. Unable to excel spiritually because they're unbridled and unchecked lust and passions and desires have run away with them. Come on here. Amen. Can I tell you that even in the church world, we still have that characteristic in some people. Now, if you have any intentions of living a victorious life over sin, the world, and the flesh, amen, you need to stay clear of these people that are always wishy-washy, unstable. Amen. Come on here. Unbridled passions and lust. And they are in the church. They are in the church world. You'll find them there present today in the 1990s just as much, amen, as they were part of the characteristics of Israel's sons. Amen. Amen. So the Kenites decided right away, amen, that's not the crowd, amen, that I want to join up with. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell you, all of these tribes, help me here, made up, amen, the children of Israel. It took all of them to make them up. But yet, strange as it may seem, each tribe remained independent and each tribe retained their own identity. Amen. Each tribe, amen, kept themselves apart as far as, amen, descendants is concerned. They remained from that tribe. Can I tell you that even in the church world, we still have groups of people present in the church today? Now, if you're going to live victorious, you're going to have to stay clear of that crowd that always tells off-color jokes. Hallelujah. Come on now. If you're going to live for God, you're going to have to stay away from that crowd. Amen. That always has some way to twist a good, decent conversation. Amen. And make something ugly and vulgar out of it. I'm preaching to you now. Amen. If you have any plans of making your mark for God in this generation, there are some things that you need to be aware of. Amen. And that's one of them. Reuben's spirit and characteristics are still with us today. Now we come to, amen, Simeon and Levi. These characters, if you will, they were the ones that were quick to get mad, if you will. They were self-willed. They were stubborn. Help me here. Y'all probably don't know anybody like that. Fly off the handle at the drop of the hat, drop the hat themselves. Just to give them an excuse to do it. Amen. Doesn't take much to get them red in the face and blue behind the ears. Amen. Come on here. And you see the flush of anger come to their countenance and you know right away. Amen. They're getting ready to give somebody a piece of their mind that they can't afford to give away. Amen. That's the crowd sometimes that is the most vocal in a church. Amen. That's the crowd that wants to run things. Help me, Lord. That's the crowd that wants to be the church boss. Woo! Help me, Lord. Amen. Help me here now. That's the crowd, amen, that wants to tell the preacher where to get off the train at. Amen. That's the crowd that wants to tell the preacher what to preach and what not to preach. Amen. They're quick to anger. Amen. Help me here. If things don't go to suit them, amen, I mean they'll blow up right now. Amen. And tell you how the cow eat the cabbage. Amen. Then turn around and cut the cow's throat. Amen. Oh, brother. Y'all don't know any folks like that, I'm sure, here in Indiana. We probably got them all in Virginia. Amen. But I want to tell you, the Kenites, amen, stood off at a distance and observed. Amen. And they saw the anger. They saw the madness. Amen. They saw the division that it brought in the camp. Amen. Come on here. They saw the trouble that it caused Moses. Amen. And how Moses had to lay on his face before God. Amen. To intercede for this bunch. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Kenites said, nobody. Amen. That ain't the crowd. I don't want to be identified with that spirit. Hallelujah. Great God, come on here. Did you know that you can be right? Amen. And be wrong? Help me here. You can be right and yet be wrong. Your spirit can be so ugly and so contemptible and so angered that you can't get along with anybody. Amen. Your theology may be right. Come on here. I'm going to preach a while here. Praise God. Your doctrine may be right. Your standards may be right.
but you're so ugly. Amen. I said, you're so ugly. Nobody wants to be around you. Amen. And when they are around you, you're always down in the mouth to somebody about something. Got nothing good to say about the preacher. Got nothing good to say about the saints. Nothing good to say about the church. Praise God. Ha! Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, that's the way Simeon was. He was a hard man. He was cruel in his nature. Praise God. Come on. Amen. Did you know that Joab served David well? The captain of David's mighty army. Amen. Come on here. He was the greatest and most courageous, amen, man in David's army. Whenever there was a battle to be fought, amen, Joab was right out front. He was ready to charge into the battle. Praise God. Come on here. Hallelujah. But when David was on his dying bed and he charged his son Solomon, amen, said, do you remember what Joab did? Amen, how he killed Abner. Come on here. Amen. Come on. And Joab and his brethren. Amen. They're cruel men. Amen. Come on. I'm preaching to you this morning. They're hard men. Matter of fact, David said, they are too hard for me. Great God, I want to tell you. Amen. Watch them folks. Amen. That's got a hardness about them. I appreciate it so much. Amen. Help me here. Brother Cheeks preaching the other morning. Amen. I'm a holiness preacher. Praise God. And there's sometimes that we have to back up and do things over again. Come on here. Hello, I appreciated what Brother Cheek said. That God said to him, there's one thing, come on, there's one thing that's worse. Amen, and that is a hardness. Oh God, amen, we can be right and still be wrong. Amen, they're too hard for me. Amen, Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, amen, you're cruel, boys. Amen, you're pointed in the right direction. But you're cruel. You got a hard nature about you. Amen. Great God, hear me. They don't think anything about shedding blood and cutting throats. Amen. And going to war. Matter of fact, they enjoy a fight. Amen. Come on here. Praise God. They almost, amen, drop a hat to do it. Amen. Themselves. I want to tell you. Amen. Oh God, we are living in a generation. Amen. A church. Church upheavals and church splits. Great God. Amen. We're living in a generation. Amen. That in the church world, we got fights and feuds and. Amen. I didn't know I was going to say all this here this morning, but here we are. Oh, it is a sad day when the people of God cannot come together and pray and worship God and seek the face of God and serve God together. Quick thing. Self-willed and stubborn.
Then I said, boy, I'll tell you what. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah? Listen to me. When young converts are saved, I don't know as I can totally explain it, but let me put it to you like this. When a baby is born physically in the world, the first several days or weeks, God so fixed their human body that they have a built-in immune system that is stronger the first several days or weeks of their life than at any other time in their life. They are highly immune, amen, to infections. Oh, God, help me here. And germs and diseases. God made it that way. I said, God made it that way. While they were helpless, Amen. God fixed it to where their system, amen, can ward off the outside germs, amen, and infections and diseases that ordinarily would attack the human body. Amen. Oh, can I tell you? Woo! God fixed it in the spirit world. When a church, amen, finds a newborn babe, someone just converted, praise God, they've got that built-in resistance. They can't see anything wrong with anybody. They love everybody. Hallelujah. God fixed it that way. They can't see anybody's faults. They can't see anybody's wrongdoing. They're just so happy and thrilled with their new experience in God. They're just shouting in every service. Praise God. Rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. And it's not sometime till months and years later. They're all of a sudden it dawns on them. Hey, so-and-so ain't right. What's the matter with him? What's the matter with her? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what it is. They're just beginning to see, amen, the conditions that's always been there, but God had them immune to it before because they wouldn't be able to stand it.
And this ain't shouting preaching, but it'll help us. And Ken Knight said, wow, I didn't know all this was going on. We might not ever join up with this crowd.
God, I'll keep my distance from them. Amen.
Looked around and saw Issachar. What a man.
Strong. The whole tribe was strong. They could bear a burden better and more efficient than anybody else in the whole, amen, bunch. Their shoulders were broad. Amen. Their biceps and muscles flexed. Oh, amen. They were strong men. They were able to carry the burden and a load. But there was something about them.
Help me, Lord Jesus, I'm in trouble this morning.
There was something about them, amen, that whenever they'd get under a burden and a load and carrying it, amen, they'd get tired and look for a place to rest and lay down. They have the ability. Amen. They had the strength. They had all that it took. But they were lazy. Hallelujah. Amen. They had all their talent. Amen. They could do it if they just would. But soon as you come by and put a burden on them. Amen. They could do it. They have the strength. They have the ability. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Oh, but they were lazy. And as soon as you put a burden on them. Hey, let me see if I can find a place to lay down here. Lord God. I want to tell you something. There are some people in the church. They have got talent and ability. They can sing like mockingbirds. God help me. I'm in trouble. I mean, I'm in trouble right here. Amen. As long as you keep them right up front, amen, singing, praise God, in the limelight, bragging on them, amen. Man, can they forevermore sing? Amen. Play, praise God, help me here, play music. Woo! Brag on them a little bit. Man, you'll see them strut. Look at my muscles. Hallelujah to the Lamb. I mean, I can do it. Amen. Don't y'all fall out with me here on this third morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Now in our country, amen, I don't know how it is out here. Amen. But people are becoming more and more entertainment minded. Amen. And as long as you got, amen, a singing going, praise God, and a show on, amen, they're right up front, praise God, I want to sing, amen, amen, I want to show my ability, I want to show my talent, praise God, I want to tell you, God, hit me, woo, the amens are getting less, amen, come on here, that's the way Issachar was. Amen. He was strong. He had the talent. He had the ability. But when it come time for a prayer meeting, amen, to get out of business with God and shoulder the load and bear the burden of the work, amen, they couldn't make it to church. Praise God. Hit me here. Hallelujah. Ain't this a sight to be preaching? Amen. In this camp meeting on a morning service. Hallelujah. Y'all probably don't know a thing in the world about that. Amen. Out here. Oh, yes, you do. I felt your spirit. Amen. When you jumped up, you didn't jump up physically, but your spirit did. Amen. And I saw it. And I felt it right here. Bless your heart. Amen. Kenite said, uh-uh. Amen. Said, that's not the crowd I want to run with. They've got talent. They've got ability. They could do it. They could be a blessing. They could be a help. Amen. They could shoulder the load. Amen. But when it comes time to pull in the harnesses, they want to jump the traces. Amen. And run to the church down the road. Amen. Come on here. You let a problem come in the church. Great God, hit me here. Or an issue rise up. That first crowd that'll leave you and go down the road to the next church. Amen. That'll let them up to sing and play and shout and dance. Amen. But when there's an issue on board and we need somebody to carry the load and stick with what's right and hold on to the truth. Amen. And back the pastor. Amen. And hold up the hands of Moses. Hallelujah. That the enemy does not prevail. Amen. They want to lay down on you.
Kenite said, it ain't what I'm looking for. Looked over tribe of Dan. He shall be like a serpent. Guile and cunning. Want to overthrow those who oppose him or don't agree with him. Loose in his morals.
I gotta hurry up.
I can see that right now. Tribe of Dan was the tribe that cunningly and subtly tried to undermine. You know, I'd much rather for a fella to be up front. Tell me what he thinks. Yeah. Me and him can get along. I know where he is. I know where he stands. Amen. And someday the Lord may, amen, put a change of heart in him. I mean, you can deal with a fella like that. I'd much rather for a fella to say, hey, I don't agree with you. Amen. But Dan was not that way. Dan was subtle, like a serpent. Sneaking his way, undermining, come on here, amen, talking about the pastor behind his back. Look out here, amen, undermining the Sunday school, amen. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, if I was the Sunday school superintendent, amen, this is the way I would do it.
If I was the pastor, amen, this is what I would do. Amen, that's probably the reason you're not the pastor. Help me here. Praise God. God didn't call you to be the pastor. Neither did He call you, amen, to be a weasel and a serpent to undermine the work of God. Amen, God told you to be a helper. Praise God. Amen. Quiet in here this morning. Not much shouting going on today. Hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. I said amen. Oh, brother, it is those subtle serpent, amen, spirits and natures that wants to overthrow everything. Amen. From the background, from a back room. Amen. Come on here. Amen. They don't want to get up front and tell everybody, amen, where they stand. Amen. They wouldn't get to first base. Amen. But if they can get one off here and talk to him and get him sympathizing with him and go over here and get another great God here. Amen. And get him off by himself. Amen. And talk to that person. Amen. Get them sympathizing with him. Amen. First thing, you can overthrow the whole system. Amen. That's what Dan was. That's the way his nature was. Amen. The Kenites said, uh-uh. Amen. I don't want no part of them either. Praise God. Help me here. I'm going to have to skip some of these. Amen. God, help me here. Hallelujah. Amen. Gad shall finally overcome his enemies. Amen. After being overcome. What does that mean? That means he's in and out. He's up and down. He's always struggling. Amen. To stay alive. Come on. Seem like he never gets his head above water. I was talking to a young lady in our church some months ago, been a few years ago now, and she is in her upper teens, maybe early 20s. Amen. And there's a certain issue in her life that she needs to make some corrections on and do. Amen. I went to her and talked to her about it. Amen. And I said to her, I said, have you prayed about this? She said, well, amen. Before I went to bed the other night, I did pray a little bit. Amen. I said, have you prayed through? I said, have you prayed through? Some folks are through praying before they get prayed through. Amen. She said, well, at church last week I did pray. I said, but that's not what I asked you. I said, have you got, amen, to the place where you got along with God and you got on your knees and you prayed until you got an answer from God, until the Holy Ghost dealt with your soul about it? Come on here. Amen. She finally shook her head and she said, I don't guess I know what you're talking about. Amen. That's the way it is today. Amen. There's a lot of folks that they're always struggling. They can't get their head above water. They fight for their spiritual existence from one service to the next. They shout tonight. Amen. And tomorrow you can't hardly find them. They're down in the mullet grubs again. They're struggling. They're depressed. Come back to church in midweek and pray again, you think. Praise God, they got it. And before Sunday comes, amen, they're down again. Hallelujah. Come on here. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, you're going to have to get over top of that. Amen. God's made it possible that you can have victory all the time.
You know, it's it. Amen. I'm looking for something that's... Looked over at the tribe of Benjamin, the youngest. He observed Benjamin for a while. Benjamin's characteristics were a lot like that of Simeon. They were a warlike people.
plundering like a wolf. Now, if you'll read the history on the tribe of Benjamin, amen, you'll find out that in every civil war that Israel had among themselves, Benjamin's tribe was always on the wrong side of the issue. Every case, without exception. Amen. Stuck in the mud this morning here. Praise God. Amen. A lot of times they were the instigator of the civil war. They were the defenders of what was wrong. Amen. The tribe of Benjamin was a feller, amen, that defended the homosexuals and the sodomy and caused the civil war. Amen. And hundreds of good men lost their lives. Thousands of good men lost their lives. 31,000, I believe it was, in that one civil war lost their lives. Amen. And Benjamin was the cause of it because they defended those rascals of sodomites. Amen. Come on here. There are some people that no matter what comes up in the church, invariably, they're on the wrong side of the issue. Right here. If there is a weak link in a preacher or a church member, it will be that they will have a tendency to defend their own children. I've seen people in church, boy, I mean to tell you, amen, when somebody else across the building, amen, got in the wrong or their children were caught doing something they had no business doing, all right, preacher, lay the axe to them. Praise, I mean, you got to do something about this. You know, some people want to goad the preacher into doing something. Woo! Help me now. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. What are you going to do about this? Amen. And in a few months' time, you let the same thing happen in their family. Amen. That's their holy turf. Don't you dare come and telling me how to run my family and dealing with me and my children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way Benjamin was. He was on the wrong side of every issue that came along. Amen. Help me, God. Amen. Did you know, of course y'all don't have any trouble with that out here, I'm sure, but did you know in holiness churches, there are all kinds of stuff always coming up. You'd think after a while, after you preached on a thing, amen, or things, amen, for so many years, people would have an understanding, hey, that's wrong. Amen. We don't do those things. We don't go to those places. Amen. We don't associate with that crowd. Come on here. Amen. I've been at the church where I'm pastoring now 18 years. Amen. In another month, amen, 18 years. I preached holiness, amen, from the day one. Amen. And did you know I still got people, amen, that every week they'll come by and they'll ask you, is this wrong? Amen. You preached on it for 18 years. Amen. What's wrong with this? Hey, great God, help me here. Amen, and they'll be the crowd. They'll try to get somebody, some of the other good saints. Amen. Hey, how about going with us to the roller rink tonight? Amen. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Hey, y'all listen to me. Praise God, that's the way it is. They're always, amen, want to take that side, the worldly side of an issue. They wind up on the wrong side every time. Amen, without exception. Praise God, that's the crowd. Woo, help me, Lord. I had one not too long ago. Amen. We was in a revival. Had a wonderful revival. Praise God. I mean, the glory of God was falling. Folks are getting blessed. Amen. Some is getting the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I had one family. Amen. Give their daughter a birthday party. Amen. 7:30 at night during the middle of a Holy Ghost revival. Invited half of the church over. Of course, y'all don't have no folks out here like that. I'm sure you don't. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Kenite said, oh, Lord. Amen. What have we got into here? Amen. I don't want to line up with Issachar. I sure don't want to get with Dan and Benjamin. Amen. Come on here. Gad, I'm going to run from. Amen. And Reuben and Simeon and Levi. No, that's not the crowd I want to get with. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Where's Russell? Russell, come here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come here, Brother Cheek. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come here, brother. Praise the Lord. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Now, here's the Kenites over here watching. And all of a sudden, he comes upon this bunch of people. Amen. They're praising God. They're walking around with their hands uplifted. They're giving glory to the Lord. Amen. They got... Amen. They're praying in the morning. They're praying at the noontime. They're praying at the setting of the sun. Hallelujah. Wake up during the night and you hear them. Amen. Somewhere over yonder. Amen. I heard somebody praying. Amen. This morning. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. I woke up. Amen. This morning to the tune. Amen. A brother Rich praying in the room next door to me. Hallelujah. I went to bed last night. Amen. The last thing I remember going to bed. Amen. I heard Brother Rich praying last night. Praise God. When I went to sleep, he's still praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. And when this bunch of folks would get together, amen, they'd join arms and join hands and join shoulders. And they'd get to talking about the good things of God and what the Lord was doing. Amen. And how Israel was going to Canaan. Amen. We're going to a land. Amen. That's flowing with milk and honey. Amen. God's promised it to us. God said He'd drive out the inhabitants before us. Amen. Hallelujah. There's giants in the land. The sons of Enoch are there. Amen. But God said He'd go before us and fight our battles for us. Hallelujah. One of these days, we're going to cross Jordan River and we're going to that land. And the Kenites said, hallelujah. That's a crowd I want to join up with. Boys, I'm telling you, you got me on your hands. I'm here to stay. Woo! I want to tell you something. I got some friends. I got some dear friends. It's kind of worldly. And they like me, and I like them. I appreciate them for what they do. No, it ain't enough. Ain't far enough. Ain't deep enough. But that's not the crowd I run with. Hallelujah. Y'all listen to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I'm going to cast my lot with that crowd. I'm going to cast my lot. Amen. With that crowd that says, amen, we're going to help Moses. And we're going to help Joshua. Amen. We're going to stand with them. We're going to hold their hands up. We're going for God. There's no limit to what the Lord will do for us. In these days, who can tell what God will say by many or by few? Amen. There's a work to be done. There's souls to be saved. There's camp meetings to be had. And so, the Kenites cast their lot with Judah. Judah means praise. I hate bad reports.
And we hear them all the time. And there's nothing we can do about some of them. We're just taking to God in prayer. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. Jabez was among the descendants of Kenites. But the Kenites, that mixed multitude, totally lost their separate identity when they joined up with Judah. And their inheritance come through Judah. And the blessings that came upon them came through Judah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, amen, just because you go to a holiness church, amen, is not going to exempt you from temptations. Come on here. Amen, and tests and trials. Ah, amen, you'll have tendencies. Your carnality will want to line up with the wrong crowd. And sometimes it will seem reasonable, amen, that crowd at times may be right. Amen, but the end of that crowd is wrong. So if you don't mind, amen, I'm going to stay with Judah. Hallelujah. Amen, I'll join arm in arm, hand in hand. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. We'll go to heaven together. We'll shout the victory together. I don't care what others do. I'm on my way. Hallelujah. Be what you want to be. Well, I made up my mind to cast my lot with the folks that shout and sing and dance and pray. Amen. And push the work of God and carry the load of the burden. Amen. We're going to God.
We got a camp meeting at home. I'm going to throw this at you and pass on. We're trying to relocate more property, different property in different location. We got some young fellas. It's coming on. Some of them's good. Some of them really are. Amen. Some of them ain't worth shooting. A lot of mouth and not much else. Don't let this tape get away. We had several meetings. Amen. Among the preachers at home about building another campground. Oh yeah, let's do it. Go buy the property. Amen, get the permits. Come on, let's build a new tabernacle. Let's build new facilities. Let's build new dormitories. Let's build new kitchen. Amen. And it came time for work day to clean up our present day camp meeting. We got 80 some preachers in our fellowship, and you could count less than 10 that showed up. Help me, Jesus. I ain't not doing a sight this morning. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren because he prayed. And his inheritance was with Judah. He lost his own identity as a Kenite. Amen. And he cast his lot with Judah. And his inheritance came through them. I'm going to tell you, brethren, something. Y'all are stuck with me. Amen. Someone said, I don't like you. Well, you're not the first one. Now, that's probably some other. I don't know. Amen. I don't like the way you preach. Well, praise God. I don't like the way you pouch your hair. I don't. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. But I'll tell you what. Like in the not fellas, you're stuck with me. I'm going to stay with your fellowship. I'm going to stay in your fellowship.
of grace. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. I'll cast my lot with the people of God. Amen. I told the young preachers in my church at home just recently, I said, boys, in a few years y'all will be striking out on your own. Amen. You'll jump out of the home nest and you'll be making it by yourself. But I said, one thing you need to remember, you need to surround yourself with good men. Amen. Get in the middle of good men. Stay among good men. Hallelujah. And that's what, amen, the Kenites did. They just got right in the middle of the whole crowd. Amen. Said, I'm going to stay with this bunch. I like what I feel here. I haven't felt like this other places. Amen. The glory of God's moving. Amen. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel fellowship. I feel strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that'll make you pray. That'll keep you on your knees. That'll keep you in tune with God. Lord, bless me. Close. From Jabez, because he was more honorable than his brethren, because he prayed and was humble before the Lord, the city of Jabez was built. And out of the city of Jabez came scribes, Perathites, Shimeathites, Sukathites. All of them were of the descendants of the Kenites. Somebody say, praise the Lord. They built a city. Wow! What a city did they build? Amen. When you went in the gates of the city, it was different from any place you'd ever been before. When you go into city gates, you met the Terathites. Amen. Amen. They were the people that were the singers. Bible said they had voices like trumpets. Somebody say amen. Voices like trumpets. Woo! I want to tell you this morning, there ain't nobody that can sing like holiness, folks. Now, you can go to all this all night singing you want to. And when you get done, it's just what it's called, a singing. Amen. It's entertainment, if you will. That's all you can make of it. It is entertainment. But you get in a Holy Ghost meeting where the power of God's falling in holiness people's presence. Hallelujah. And the glory of God rolls like billows of glory. Amen. In oceans of the sea. Amen. And somebody stands up. Hallelujah. Great God, help me here. Amen. Like Brother Joe did last night leading that song. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stay. Hallelujah. There's no singing that can compete with that Holy Ghost unction and anointing of the Spirit of God. I know. Oh, I'm losing some of you now. I can tell by looking at you. You done got off my wagon. I know people's got to practice. I know you do. I know you do. Sure you do. Come on here. You got to practice to be able to sing together. Amen. But we need to pray earnestly. Oh God, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall upon us tonight. Our singing's not worth anything without your presence there, Lord. We need that Holy Ghost. We need that Holy Ghost presence in this service tonight, Holy God. My God, hit me here. I remember when I was a boy, growing up in the church at home where my father pastored, there's two old women in the church that couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Amen. It didn't matter whether it's full of water or empty. They still couldn't carry two in the bucket. They were precious old women. They finally wound up going over to Point of Rocks, Maryland, and pioneering a church. And there's still a church there today. A good church, a big church. That them old women, amen, old maids, if you will, amen, started. Ah, them blessed old women couldn't carry a tune in the bucket. One of them
played an accordion. One of them was real big, one of them was real little.
Amen. Almost looked like Mutt and Jeff. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
The littlest and played the accordion. And she'd play and, amen, C, no sleeve box, and they're singing E flat.
Hallelujah. And if a stranger had come in the church service and them two old maids would get up and sing, not too often daddy'd call on them. Amen. But when he did, they'd probably say, oh no. Man, what a flop tonight. Amen. But them old women had been in touch with God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. And that makes the difference in our worship. I said that makes a difference in our worship. Hallelujah. Every service, not just once, or not just whenever they knew that they were going to sing in the service tonight, so they figured they better get the anointing. Amen. Amen. I said amen. Them women prayed every night before service. They didn't care whether they were called on or not. Amen. But they'd pray something like this. Oh God, fill this place with your presence and the glory of God to roll in here. Amen. Souls to get saved in this service tonight. Oh God, we don't know whether we're going to sing or not. It don't matter, Lord. But if we do, would the Holy Ghost come by? Amen. And saturate this place with the power and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That's the Terrifites. They lifted up their voices like a trumpet. And they sang with the glory of God and the Spirit of the Lord.
Them old maids, they'd get up and she'd open that squeeze. Old Sister Lizzie would start out singing in a different key. But them old women could sing Amazing Grace like I have never heard it. And as a boy, Brother Rich, as a boy, a preacher's son, I would sit there and shake under conviction. And I've seen case-hardened sinners broken before God while them old maids were singing and get out of their suits and run to the altar. Oh God, give us some more Terrifites. Amen. Oh God, we need a Holy Ghost move. Amen. Get with Judah, if you will. Amen. Cast your lot with that crowd that's praising the Lord. Amen. Cast your lot with that crowd that's got victory in the soul. There were the Simeonites. Simeonites. Simeonites are unusual bunch. When the Simeonites prayed, they prayed with their faces toward heaven. I used to have a young preacher in my church at home. He's been gone for some years now. He couldn't keep himself above water spiritually for nothing in the world. He was no count to help anybody else. When he come to church, he come down. And unless he was preaching, he didn't make a peep. The altar service had come. Instead of him finding somebody else that needed help, praying and seeking God with others, amen, he'd get to the altar and he'd stick his head plumb under the altar.
defeated, discouraged, burned out, come on here. But these Simeonites, when they prayed with their faces toward heaven. It glowed. Some writer said their faces glowed when they prayed. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I've been in a few holiness prayer meetings. Amen. When there were some saints that knew what that was. And they'd get in the presence of God and they'd get to praying. Woo! Hallelujah! And they'd get their heads up and there seemed like that there was a light inside of their head and their faces were just radiating. Amen. The beams of glory. I want to tell you, oh God, amen, that's the result of casting your lot. Amen. With Judah and the spirit of praise and worship. Amen. God will do that for you. Amen. If you will do what you know is right to do.
And then there was the Sukkothites. They were all of Jobez. They were the ones that had the scribes. You know what a scribe done? He took his pen and he wrote and rewrote the words of the law. There's something about the scribes. They were required by law, God's law. They could not make a mistake because they were transcribing the law of God. They were required. Hear me now. When they, amen, were copying from the law, they would look at one letter and they'd write that letter. They'd look at the next letter. They'd write that. They'd look at the next letter. They'd write that. They were required to make sure that the law was accurate and right. That was, come on here, that was their appointed job and responsibility. They must see to it at all costs. Me, when I get to writing, can't nobody read it no how except me, and I have trouble with it sometimes. Amen. Hallelujah. I wrote my signature the other day on somebody's, in the children of the school where we have, who's going to youth camp, that's the signature, and I signed my signature. Amen. When I got through signing, she said, "What does that say?" Amen. That's about the way my writing is. Amen. When I go to writing, I'll write two or three things down. Amen. I've been back over some of the notes that I've written out, you know. Amen. Where it should have been they, I had T-H-E. I forgot to put the Y there. That don't even make sense in a sentence. Amen. Come on here. Amen. And read some of my own writing over and say, what does that mean? Amen. Help me here. But the scribes were required. They must transcribe it accurately. It must be right. They could not afford to take a chance of an error in any word or any phrase. If they got 3/4 way down the page copying the words of the law and they made a mistake, amen, put a wrong letter, they had to tear the whole page off and start all over again at the top. That's how important, amen, God's law was. Help me here. Did you know that there are some people that could care less what the preacher preaches? They don't care whether it's good. They don't care whether it's right. They don't care if it's wrong. They don't care if it's in error. Amen. Just as long as it feels good and is emotional and carry me up to the third heaven. Hallelujah. And bless my soul. I don't care what it says. Amen. But I want to tell you, we are responsible. Amen. To get it right. The scribes, amen. And from the scribes, you see, they were a class of men. They were students. They were teachers. They were recorders. They were writers of the law. And they were as well interpreters
of the law. And from the Sukkothites came men that had a deep heartfelt conviction and a commitment to be right with God. And I'm close. Now you can pull off by yourself and start your own little empire. But you'll fizzle out to nothing if you're not careful. We need each other. And though the other tribes were all there and present, the Kenites said, I'm picking this tribe. They've got a right spirit. Amen. They are not only right doctrinally, they got a right spirit. Amen. Somebody say praise God. Could we lift our hands and worship the Lord this morning?